Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
I'm Krista Salinardi.
And I'm Alina Tarkizikis with WRPR News.
According to CBS News, President Obama has made history by becoming the first sitting president to support same-sex marriage. In the past year, the push for gay rights has made remarkable progress.
Try to separate them. It's an illusion.
We're here at the Women's Center during the close of Alliance Day, where students campus-wide showed their support for same-sex relationships and marriage. We have with us Diana Atala. Diana, can you tell us your background here?
I'm actually the Queer Peer Services Coordinator, so I'm the main outreach person for LGBTQ plus issues on campus. I'm really surprised that it's still something that people feel strongly against, mm-hmm. because it's something that everyone deserves the right to have. I actually think that it's a little silly that marriage is at the forefront of, social justice issues, because there are so many other things that we need to tackle, like homelessness.
What do you feel is the controversy here?
It seems like almost 100% a religion thing, where it says in some parts of the Bible that a man shouldn't lie with another man, but it also says don't eat shrimp and don't shave your beard. It is, from every, thing I know about people that are against marriage equality, it comes from a religious background. I heard one recently that was think of the children. Gay or lesbian couple can't raise child the right way. So, there are plenty of gay and lesbian and bisexual couples that have already done that. So it's all definitely skewed and discriminatory and false, any argument against gay marriage.
Since today, April 18th, was the Day of Alliance, can you speak to us about what that means?
Day of Alliance is an alternative to the Day of Silence, which has traditionally been acknowledged to represent the silence that the queer community often faces if they are in an environment that they can't disclose their identity, or if other people don't accept their identity. But this year we're doing Day of Alliance, so I thought it seemed a little contradictory to express something by being silent, so this is more of a speak out against any type of discrimination. Queer identities do remain at the forefront of the day, but it's also expanded to any group that faces discrimination. It's really a very personal identity thing. The shirts and buttons say I am blank and I blank. So people have I am straight and I support gay marriage, or I am gay and I love my girlfriend, or I am hungry and tired.
They called it puppy love. Guess they'll never know how a young heart really feels and why I love her so.
According to USA Today, Delaware has become the 11th state to legalize same-sex marriage. The other 10 include New Hampshire, Vermont, Iowa, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Washington, Maryland, Massachusetts, Maine, and New York. So we went campus-wide to see how students feel about same-sex relationships.
I feel like everyone should have equal opportunity here, especially since it's a separated church and state.
I don't care what your sex is, who you love, if you love someone, I feel like you should be able to get married.
There definitely is more acceptance of female-to-female relationships because people think it's hot.
It should be the legal right to marry whoever the hell they want.
I think it's really hilarious that it's still a topic of debate.
Same-sex marriage doesn't apply to me, but nobody should be able to pass judgment on who else somebody loves.
Go same-sex marriage.
In addition to our own findings, the Ramapo News also reported through an anonymous poll that 100% of students campus-wide are in favor of gay marriage rights.
Even so, we have found that it is not exactly easy to be gay.
I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Ramapo College junior, Bridget Emsley. Bridget, how do you feel about same-sex relationships?
I support them, and I know that they are sometimes more difficult to maintain, but that they're the same.
Why do you feel that they're more difficult?
I think that they're a lot more biased towards people who are in same-sex relationships versus people who are in heterosexual relationships, that there's a lot of negativity being drawn towards people who are in same-sex relationships. There's still a stigma, and therefore that makes it more difficult.
What do you think makes people so uncomfortable with these relationships?
I think people are accustomed to what they grow up with, like the ideas that they grow up with, like perhaps like family members, parents don't believe in it. And I think it has a lot to do with religion. And I also think that people tend to be afraid they might be gay or something, so they don't necessarily support it. And I think it has a lot to do with the media as well.
Do you know someone in a same-sex relationship and anything they've faced that you want to share?
My best friend is in a same-sex relationship. He had a difficult time coming into a relationship because a lot of people that he met seemed to be in a different state of mind than he was, especially at a college age. Not many people are looking for a serious relationship like he was. He's had to face a lot of difficulties with people on campus and family members and even some friends.
Do you feel like he's been judged differently, and is it uncomfortable sometimes for him to go out with his partner?
He has expressed to me that it has been difficult in the past, but he tries not to focus on the negativity, which I find inspiring. But at the same time, I feel badly that people look at him and his boyfriend differently than they would look at me and my boyfriend.
Although religious beliefs have for so long prevented support of same-sex relationships, big changes have come about. According to the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, the Episcopal Church in July 2012 approved a liturgy for blessing same-sex relationships. This has also become the case for other religious groups and churches, such as the Evangelical Lutheran Church, which once opposed the idea altogether.
America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't.
I'm here with Rampo College junior, Riley Davis. Riley, what's your feeling on same-sex relationships?
Although I'm proud of them, I sometimes realize that they are difficult, and just like heterosexual relationships, they have a lot of work to get through them. And I just think that it's unique, but it takes work to make it.
What do you think people's feelings are about these same-sex relationships?
I think a lot of people are indifferent to it, but then you also have a good majority that are for it, which makes it a balanced opinion.
And the people that are against it, why do you think they are?
I think because they don't really know about it. They're misinformed, therefore they're afraid of it. Because when people know something, it sometimes frightens them.
Have you ever been in a same-sex relationship, and can you speak on, you know, like anything, any struggles that you face, like having to go through that?
Yeah, I am in one right now, and I have been for almost 2 years. And I find it difficult sometimes, mainly because we are two males, so it often becomes pretty competitive, which can be difficult.
Have you faced anything, any situations where people have been against it and have made you uncomfortable?
Yeah, sometimes when we're outside and holding hands, I feel like we get a lot of stares, and that makes me uncomfortable. But then again, I feel like I even look at heterosexual couples when they're holding hands. So when we're looked at, I have to remember that it may not just be because we're gay. It could be because they're just staring.
What is your feeling on marriage equality? Do you think that it'll be eventually legal, like, throughout the country?
I think, like any other movement, it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of patience, and a lot of involvement from the community.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse.
With the support of national leaders, religious groups, and people throughout society, the controversy of homosexual relationships seems to be changing.
At a time where there is so much more acceptance, it only makes sense that same-sex couples will one day be given the same privilege.
Where marriage equality is concerned, the future is looking brighter for same-sex relationships.
I'm Krista Salinardi.
And I'm Alina Tarkazikas with WRPR News.
Marriage Dad was told by mother, you can't have one,
you can't have none,
you can't have